I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Negaunee City Manager Nate Heffron to find out more about Tinseltown. It's a holiday celebration happening this weekend in downtown Negaunee, and here's the details with Nate Heffron.
Tinseltown is a traditional holiday celebration. This is put on by the DDA. Last year we put it on as well, our first year taking that on. This is our second year. It includes a Christmas parade, includes many deals and offerings from different stores on our Main Street area in downtown Negaunee and Iron Street. We have some other things going on, things like a cookie decorating station at the Negaunee Eagles, and a couple other events that are throughout the community.
And one of those, of course, is you have a Christmas parade, which is always a lot of fun, and then some tree lighting. What's the general schedule with that?
Yeah, so the parade will start at 6, so folks can line Iron Street. We won't have any parking on that street during that time for safety reasons. Obviously, it'd be just like a regular parade. People will be throwing candy. You'll get to see all these cool vehicles with Christmas lights and other things like that on it. It's just a short block. It's going to go all the way down from the senior center up to our band shell where we're going to have a tree lighting.
Mm-hmm. And then the tree lighting is there.
Yeah, yeah. Santa Claus there will be throwing his magic hand out there and turning those lights on.
So, you know, we talk about this. It does bear mentioning with these activities going on. You have made some, like you touched on it, parking changes. And I know that you have that info available through a like social media and stuff you're doing with the city, right?
Sure. If people are interested in what that all means, where there'll be limited parking in downtown, they can definitely go on our Facebook site for the city of Negaunee and the DDA, and they can see what those restrictions will be. They'll also be clearly marked. Now, last year we had Tinseltown. It was kind of a crazy time because we had a big giant blizzard come through and we had to clean everything up that
yes,
morning.
That's right. But
But our DPW was able to save Tinseltown and pull off that event. Based on what I'm seeing coming up this weekend, it doesn't look like we're going to have a huge snowstorm come up and hit us. So that's good. We have just enough snow out there to set the feeling for the holidays, but not enough where it's going to cost $1 million to get rid of that snow.
well, that's a good thing. Of course, this is all part of things like with the DDA and that the city is looking to do to increase events and activities downtown. And that's really the message here is come to downtown Negaunee, come to the Iron Town and check it out.
Certainly, yeah. And that's what the whole purpose of the DDA is. I mean, set up in state statute. Our goal is to promote the downtown and increase sales, sustain jobs, increase the value of property in downtown. And we're just finally starting to get into that aspect. The DDA puts on Tinseltown, like it's coming up this weekend. And we also put on Hinky Lunta, which you'll hear more about that
yes,
in the coming
I know
weeks.
We'll be talking about that as we get closer to it. So it's a family-friendly event. You want to make sure people know that they can bring the whole family along.
You can bring your whole family along. And I know some families like to partake in alcohol, so it's still a family-friendly event. We do have our social district that is happening at the same time. However, we do not allow for the sale of social district alcohol. That means drinking the alcohol out on the sidewalks outside the establishment during the parade time at this time.
Okay.
Just for safety reasons.
Well, that is something that you're evolving into with the social district.
Yeah.
And it kind of got its start here a little late in the season in terms of people really being in the outdoor weather, but it seems to have gone pretty well.
Yeah, it's going well right now. We're not having really any issues. We did have some requests from businesses to change the rules a little bit so we can offer hot alcoholic beverages. So we did change a rule cup rule, with that issue there. But also we're all looking into, do we really need to not sell alcohol during parades or not? This is our testing ground.
Sure.
We're going to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some new rules coming up. And like you said, this is all just something that we're trying and we're going to see what works.
It's evolving. Absolutely.
You got it. It evolves.
Nate Heffron is in the studio with me this morning. We're talking about things with downtown Negaunee with Tinseltown. Let's give them the hours again and what's going to be happening and where folks need to be this weekend.
Sure. So generally that's going to start from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock on December 10th. Downtown Negaunee and Iron Street. We'll have our parade at 6. So if you're interested in being in that parade, you can show up around 5:30 or so at the Senior Center parking lot on Tobin Street, and we'll get you in line there. We have music at our band shell that'll be happening, a cookie decorating station for kids at the Negaunee Eagles. There'll also be a new event added, a Christmas Bazaar that'll be at City Center, or other folks might know that as Negaunee Mall.
Sure.
We'll have our Christmas tree lighting by Santa at the end of the parade, and then then Santa can be visited at the Nagani Elks right after the parade. All the kids kind of just follow Santa Claus over there.
That's the comments of Nagani City Manager Nate Heffron. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.